In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of the Late Ayatollah Fazel Lankarani.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين
Dear listeners, the late Ayatollah Muhammad Fazil Lankarani, who was one of the most famous people known for his knowledge, faith, and deeds in the Shia world, was born around the year 1931. His father, Ayatollah Abdullah Fazil Lankarani, was also a very eminent religious scholar and jurist. Since Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani was a child, he was very much captivated by the spirituality of his father. That is, he decided to follow in the footsteps of his father and become a religious scholar just like him. Immediately after finishing the first 6 years of elementary school, he went to study in the Islamic seminary. At that time, he was no more than 13 years old. And when he turned 19, he started studying kifaya under the care of Ayatollah Burujerdi. Kifaya is one of the courses in the Islamic seminary or hauza. And perhaps he was the youngest individual attending the lessons of Ayatollah Burujerdi. It is interesting that every lesson he learned, he would write it down in Arabic the same day. This shows how talented and intelligent Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani was. In fact, he was so talented that when he was only 25 years old, he became a mujtahid, meaning he no longer needed to do taqlid or emulation of other jurists. At this age, Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani would deduce the laws independently. In other words, he would do what is called ijtihad. This was also when he began studying wisdom and intellective sciences. Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani himself says that the factor behind his academic success was teaching to and learning from his classmates, which is known as mubahitha in Arabic and Persian. He also recommended all seminary students to do mubahitha.
من فکر می کردم که چرا در اسلام اینقدر به مقام امامت اهتمام داده شده مگر مقام امامت
I was thinking to myself why so much importance has been given to the concept of imamat and leadership in Islam, and how much the concept of imamat is respected by all sects. The instant answer that came to mind was that the imamat is the guardian of unity in a Muslim ummah. This means that a society will be united under the banner of an imam.
والان می‌بینید متأسفانه این برادران فلسطینی ما چون یک رهبر.
And you see that our Palestinian brothers have suffered a lot during contemporary history because they didn't have a leader or an imam to unite them together. But we Iranians, in our struggles against oppression, had a unifying character and a unifying leader. This imam and leader, namely Imam Khomeini, had a very important role in the achievements made during the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
این معنا نقش داشت بدانید در تداومش به نحو بالاتر نقش داره.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, we were talking about Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani and how he became a seminary student of Qom and ultimately became a mujtahid. Now we want to talk about some of his teachers. Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani benefited from many teachers throughout the years he studied at the seminary of Qom. Some of his teachers were his father, Ayatollah Sultani, Ayatollah Abdul Jawad Jabal Ameli, and Ayatollah Murtaza Ha'iri Yazdi. He also attended the Dars Kharij lessons of Ayatollah Burujerdi. Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani had done many scholarly and cultural services. A while after the demise of Ayatollah Marashi Najafi, he became the congregational prayer leader of the holy shrine of Lady Fatima Ma'suma, peace be upon her. Another service he did was founding a seminary. Ever since he began studying, Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani would also teach to other seminary students. Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani wrote many books throughout his blessed life, such as Nihayatul Taqrir in 3 volumes, Tafsilu Sharia fi Kitab Tahrirul Wasila, as well as dozens of other books which were mainly in Arabic. Even though Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani was very busy with academic and seminary activities, he was not oblivious of politics. He fully supported the movement of Imam Khomeini and would follow the commands of both Imam Khomeini and afterwards Grand Ayatollah Khamenei in order to let everyone know what is right and what is wrong. Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani was a member of the Assembly of Experts and the representative of Merkezi Province. Dr. Fakhr Rohani talks about Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani.
The late Ayatollah Fazıl Lankarani developed several books, both in Persian and in Arabic, and some of them later on got translated to other languages. However, some of his works can be mentioned as follows. One of them is Tafsir al-Sharia, which is an Arabic exegesis or Arabic exploration of Imam Khomeini's Tahrir al-Wasila. So far, 25 volumes of this book have been published. Another book is an explication of Al-Urwat al-Wufqa of the late Sayyid Muhammad Kazim Tabatabai Yazdi. Another one is Nihayat al-Taqrir, which is a collection of lecture notes developed by the late Ayatollah Burujerdi regarding the topic of Salat. I mean, Nihayat al-Taqrir was written in Arabic in three volumes. Another one is an explication of Kitab al-Tahara, the book of ritual purification, on the basis of the book Misbah al-Faqih, written by the late Ayatollah Hajar Reza Hamedani. Another book is Sharh al-Ijtihad wa al-Taqlid, on the basis of the book Al-Urwat al-Wufqa. Another one is a book on Sawm, fasting. Another book is on jurisdiction. The point is that, unfortunately, and quite, regrettably, some ulema failed to append an index to their own books, and this makes it quite complicated for the for the posterity to consult their books. Some other ulema come and develop indexes on the, in fact, subject indexes of the main points tackled or dealt with in those books. Mm-hmm. And preparing those indexes shows a mastery of the posterity on the topics already dealt by, for example, an earlier alim or an earlier mujtahid. This book, Majmu' al-Fahares, shows the mastery acquired by the late Ayatollah Muhammad Fazil Lankarani over some of the very important and epoch-making books in the whole Shiite school, such as, for example, Bihar al-Anwar, al-Ghadir, and al-Mizan. Because Bihar al-Anwar is itself a collection of Shia hadiths. Right. Al-Ghadir is a book that focuses on the unique role and virtues of Imam Ali. And al-Mizan is the epoch of and the climax of Shia exegesis of the Holy Quran.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani gave a great deal of importance to mourning for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and he did everything he could to keep religious gatherings alive. He was someone who held mourning ceremonies of the Ahlul Bayt for many years, and those sessions are still held today. So, eventually, Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani became a religious authority and source of emulation, that is, a marja'u taqlid. One of his friends said that good moral characteristics can be found in many people. For example, a lot of people are truthful. A lot of people, they pray, they offer their prayers on time, and so on and so forth. They have many good moral characteristics. However, Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani, according to that person, had a collection of all of them. He was knowledgeable, pious, well-mannered, humble, and so on and so forth. Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani believed that Muslims must be united. He very much liked the character of Imam Khomeini and believed that his scholarly dimensions are being neglected. Ayatollah Burujerdi had acknowledged Ayatollah Lankarani's ijtihad after he wrote the book Nihayat al-Taqrir at the age of 25. So in short, it can be said that Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani lived a very blessed life and did many services to all Muslims. After all, he was a religious authority and many Muslims refer to him for their religious matters. May Allah bless his soul and elevate his ranks.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.